And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed any part of the first hour of the program, you'd like to go back and have a listen, you can do so on radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. In the first hour of the program, we had your first 10 and a chat with Andy from Find the Others, also Stephen Karlick with some music news, great news, some great festival news. And I don't know, Brian, have you ever seen it recently? Seen Fred Penner play live?
I saw Fred Penner play in Jeff's Musical Car. Do you know Jeff's Musical Car?
I'm not familiar with this. It's
a nice guy from Moncton who takes musicians around in his car. It's a YouTube channel. He usually films them for like 5 to 10 minutes. And he sets up cameras there. He's driving and they're in the back playing. And Fred Penner was on that.
Is that like Jerry Seinfeld's Coffee with Comedians?
I guess it's a similar concept.
Yeah, okay.
This precedes it, I think.
All right, well, that's kind of cool. I like it. Anyway, I asked because he's part of one of the lineups for one of the festivals. And I was like, Fred Penner, that's different. It's different.
I've seen him play. Yeah, he's played a few festivals before.
Steven said that he's super good. He puts on a really good live show.
I actually always found Fred Penner kind of creepy when I was a kid. I liked Mr. Dress Up. I liked Fred Rogers. For some reason, Fred Penner, his little log thing he crawled through, it was all, it just kind of scared me.
He didn't like
it. I've talked to other people about this. I'm not alone on this one. Other people thought that it was creepy too.
Really? Okay. Well, I'll take your word on it. I only remember it as a show that I enjoyed because I was a child. I didn't really read too much into it, but
I think it's why you're so creepy.
Perhaps. I took a page from Fred Penner's book. All right, well, we have your top 10 in this hour of the program, and we also have Stephen Karlick joining us again. Brian's got your lowdown, and where do we get the charts? Well, it's from earshot-online.com. Brian will let you know what you find if you go to that website.
Yes, you'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every single week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association, housed in Ottawa. And in that spot, you'll find the entire national top 50, from which we play the top 20. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to go into the top 10. You can also find regional charts by generally over 30 Canadian campus and community radio partners, many of which are the fine airing partners of this program, where you can hear the show on 27 different stations and over 30 different opportunities to catch the program. And you can also find lots more in there. Electronic, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues charts, reviews, interviews, and so very much more, including a couple of new spots in there. There's a new interview with Joel Plaskett, The Winsome Kind, and just loads of other cool tidbits. So go check it out right now, earshot-online.com.
You can also find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. So please get in touch with us, reach out. Happy to have you on the program in the midst of the countdown. We're going to kick things off now with number 10. We'll make it down from there.
All right, he's dropping from number 3. It's B.A. Johnson. His latest is called Shit Sucks. You're going to hear a track called Mediocre. You're going to follow it up with Word to the Wise by Twin River, up one spot to number 9 from their new record, Should the Light Go Out, and the self-titled debut from Halifax's Moon sits still at number 8. You're going to hear Narrow Draw.
Here's Mediocre Day, B.A. Johnston, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Sit on the couch and I'm watching Next Gen. Maybe I will drink 3 beers, scratch that. Maybe I will drink 4 beers. Gonna shred some no-name ruffles. Gonna crush some name brand dip. Cause you can skimp on the chips. But don't you dare skip on that dip. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I feel fine. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I'm doing alright. Walk the food land, searching for some discounted garlic bread. Check the discounted shopping cart. If they ain't got none, I'll walk home instead. Get some garlic, get some margarine. Gonna mix it in a bowl. bread that is on some bread. Next thing you know, you got some kick-ass garlic bread. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I feel fine. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I'm doing alright. I love Star Trek, I love Next Gen. Gonna watch it all day long. Worf is getting angry. Data, he talks too much. If that alien it moves, I bet it's something Riker he'll try to fuck. When we watch Next Gen, we got no time for Q episodes. I got a lot of free time, but I got no free time for no Q episodes. If I had a holodeck, make it look like my living room. Watch Next Gen all day. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I feel fine. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, I'm doing alright. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. I feel fine. What a wonderfully mediocre day to be half alive. Yo, yo, I'm doing alright.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Sitting Still at number 8, that was Moon. They have a self-titled debut out in that spot, and you heard a track called Narrow Draw. Before that, Twin River at number 9, up one spot, Should the Light Go Out, and a track called Word to the Wise. And we heard Mediocre Day by B.A. Johnson. His latest is called Shit Sucks. We kicked it all off in that set in this hour of the program at number 10, down from number 3.
Hour number 2. Count them 1, 2 for the program. It is the Earshot 20, and we're now counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Can't believe all the movement. All kinds of great stuff for you on the charts, and all kinds of great stuff for you to find at exclaim.ca. Music news up the wazoo, and you can check it all out there. We're going to bring you some here. Stephen Karlik is back on the line with us in this hour of the program, and some music news to talk about. We'll kick things off first with Sharon Van Etten.
A singer-songwriter who has a new EP release prepped. It's called I Don't Want to Let You Down, and it'll apparently be out June 9th via Jaguar. The EP was described in a press release as, quote, much more than some between albums on tour stopgap, and it offers up 4 new songs that are said to document, quote, surrender and disappointment, admission and longing, which sounds about right for Sharon Van Etten. She's a very confessional type of songwriter. Her last one, Are We There, was pretty incredible. She has a new song as well from the EP that was premiered on Ellen, the Ellen DeGeneres show, back in January. That song is called I Don't Want to Let You Down, and it is, of course, included on the new EP, which has contributions from The War on Drugs, Adam Granduciel, and Dave Hartley, as well as Heather Woods, Doug Keith, Zeke Hutchins, Brad Cook, and a whole lot of other excellent performers on that. You can find a stream of the new song at exclaim.ca as well as the full track listing info. So that's a cool release to look forward to for Sharon Van Etten fans who've had a lot to look forward to the last few years. She's a fairly prolific performer, so very cool stuff.
Awesome, and maybe we'll hear from her on the charts as well. I'm going to leave this one to you because, quite honestly, I probably would have butchered this if I had have tried to say it, but some great news.
Well, many of you will know Conor Oberst better as Bright Eyes or part of Monsters of Folk or under his own birth name, but he was part of a very great punk group called Desaparecidos when he was younger in the early 2000s, and apparently they have a new album coming out. Following a few singles that they released in the last few years, they've now announced a first album in over a decade. It's called Teola, and it'll be out on June 23rd through Epitaph, fitting enough as it is his punk band. The album was co-produced by Bright Eyes producer Mike Mogus and features Laura Jane Grace of Against Me, Tim Casher of Cursive, and So So Glows. The track list is available at exclaim.ca and includes 6 songs that the band have released over the last few years, including Backsell, Anonymous, The Left is Right, and a few others. You can hear a new song called City on the Hill online, and you can also see their new tour schedule, which unfortunately doesn't include any Canadian shows at the moment. But fingers crossed, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it, and hopefully they do decide to make their rounds in Canada. We'll end it with one more story, and that is news from Mets and a new song and some more tour dates.
Yes, as we gear up for Mets' new album, Mets 2, the band have given us another taste with a new song, as well as unveiled a series of Canadian tour dates. The new song is called Spit You Out, and it's, of course, signature Mets. It features Alex Edkins' near-grungy growl, as well as a ton of feedback on the song, big-time bass and drums. It's a great song. Like I said, they've also expanded their itinerary. It now includes stops in Canadian cities like Ottawa, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. Of course, the full itinerary is at exclaim.ca, and their new album is out May 5th, courtesy of Sub Pop. So lots from them.
We will definitely, I'm predicting it now, we'll definitely see them on the charts. I don't think we've had a Mets album come out yet that hasn't charted with us. So something to look forward to for our listeners for sure.
Yep.
All right, Stephen, thanks very much for chatting with us again this week, and turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. My song pick of the week is from a band you should all know well. They're called Braids. They have a new album coming out, courtesy of Arbutus Records and Flemish Eye, on April 28th. It's called Deep in the Iris. The first single from it was called Miniskirt. It's a 5-minute song. It's absolutely incredible. The more I listen to it, the more it grows on me. I think it's one of my favorite songs of the year. The lyrics are very poignant about double standards when it comes to sexism and has some pretty cutting lines. It's absolutely incredible. It's called Miniskirt, and it's on Earshot Radio right now.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Not like I'm feeling much different than a woman my age years ago. Liberate is what you wanna call it. How about I'm fairly choked? 'Cause I know I'm just seeing my body. And every girl I know at some point stopped eating. I'm not a man hater, I enjoy them like cake. But in my position, I'm the slut, I'm the bitch, I'm the whore, the one you hate. And there's a name for this kind of man, a soft one at that. Womanizer, Casanova, Lothario. For us, it's just a stamp to the head. For them, another notch in the bed. It's like I'm wearing red. And if I am, you feel you the right to touch me. Cause I asked for it in my.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Purity Ring, Modest Mouse, Tobias Gesso Jr., Cancer Bats, Action Bronson, Ibei, Heems, Laura Marling, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7. Number 6.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Cold Soba by Humans. They're at number 6, down one spot this week, and their newest record's called Noontide. We had a debut at number 7. It's the debut album from Melbourne indie rock singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. You heard a track called Dead Fox. And Stephen Karlik's song pick this week is from the forthcoming New Braids record, and it's from that album, a track called Miniskirt.
Awesome stuff. Do you think that the human song was a typo, that it was supposed to be Cold Soda?
No, because soba is a type of noodle.
Oh, see, I didn't know this. Look at you, smart man, soba noodle. I'm going to try it now. Where can I get it?
The grocery store. I have some at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm coming over for supper.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to have cold soba.
Cold soba. I'm all over it.
I'm just going to soak them in cold water.
Don't even know what it is, but I'll give it a go, I guess. We'll try it out. I've also had a barbecue. I've had one. It's officially now summer for me because I've done a barbecue. So maybe I'll have barbecued burgers and soba.
It's barely spring.
But it's summer for me. I've had a barbecue. That's how it goes. All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and that includes also fitting in there the lowdown. But first, we've got your number 5.
You're going to hear from Faith Healer last week, debuting at number 11. It's the new one on the roster of Mint Records. Their album is called Cosmic Troubles. It's at number 5. You're going to hear a track called Fools Rush In. And sitting still at number 4 is the collaborative record from Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah called Sour Soul. You're going to hear a track called Food.
The sacred is found, it's disciple.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
I used to rob and steal, now I make food for thought. Fresh like the air you snort. I drop jewels, little nuggets of wisdom, seeds that keep growing. Pay my debt to society, so no more owing. Now it's showing and proving. Keep the body moving. Exercising the mind is scientifically proven to increase your lifeline, strengthen your heart. Eat fish, that brain food will get you smart. Yoga, deep meditational tactics. You know good than just practice, cause practice makes perfect. Stop burying the lies and bring the truth to the surface. Money is the root to all evil, that cash rule will have you out there looking like a damn fool. That's the devil's bait, the almighty dollar tree. Will have your mind fooled by technology. Make the right choice, no need for an apology. Preach one, just knowledge the wisdom. Can't figure right from wrong. It's a tough decision. My vision is light, so come to me when yours black out. Follow the footprints as I lay the tracks out. He's a righteous God. I want the best for mankind. Navigate through this war without blowing a landmine. My light shine from the east, my brother. Verbally I spit, I'm a beast, my brother. March through the blackness, search for the ray of light. Don't walk barefooted through the grass, cause that's where the snake strikes. Protect your neck, evil lurks in the shadows. Darkness is best where the devil wins battles. The weak fall victim, the strong shine diligent. Gorilla, we gully but manage to stay militant. Superstars, our ego is so top billing it. Follow me, son, and I'll show you how I'm killing it. These wolves is vicious, a sign of danger. The changer, I'm about to pull you all through a chamber.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Food by Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killa from the album Soul. And at number 5, up from number 11, was Faith Healer from Cosmic Troubles. We kicked it off with Fool's Rush In.
Awesome stuff. We've got 3 more tracks, but before we get to that, we want to bring you one last segment. We do this every week, give you a look at what is charting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 coming from the national top 50 at earshot-online.com. We don't have time to play the whole top 50, but we'd like to give you a peek at what's happening below the top 20 in terms of debuts, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
7 debuts this week below the top 20. We're going to tell you all about them. We kick off Lowdown this week at number 50 with Dark Red, the second album from Los Angeles electronic musician Shlomo. Up one spot at number 49 is the latest EP from Eugene Ripper, entitled Fast Folk Underground 4.0. Toronto supergroup CNC Surf Factory have a new album of instrumental surf rock, and the release Garage City lands at number 44. Debuting at number 39, Carrie Ann Lowell is the new 7th record from Sufjan Stevens, named after his mother and stepfather. The album, recorded in his Brooklyn home studio, finds him returning to his indie folk roots. Hamilton, Ontario, blues rock mainstay Tom Wilson dons his Lee Harvey Osmond moniker once again for Beautiful Scars, his 3rd LP from the project, which finds home at number 30. Canadian indie folk figure Hayden returns with a new album entitled Hey Love on Arts and Crafts at number 28. And we close out the lowdown this week at number 23 with a collaborative self-titled release from Montreal bands Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. Now, three more tracks to get through before another countdown is complete. We're going to kick it all off with number 3.
Here is Viet Cong at number 3 up for number 6, their self-titled debut from Flemish Eye and a track called Pointless Experience.
This is the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's a kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's the cold hard light of day. It's the pain in your heart. It's the look in your eyes. All of your friends are dropping like flies. It's the hole in the sky when a young man dies. Just wanna go to sleep. And when you finally sleep, you imagine a world. It's a beautiful world, filled with beautiful girls. And the girls in your world, the one you imagine, they all wanna know your name. So you tell them your name, and they give you their number. As you're calling them up, you awake from your slumber, 'cause your landlord's out.
kicking a ball, 'cause he don't need a phone and he don't need the mall. And a tear rolls down your cheek. It's the guy at the bank, he's cashing the check that the government sent, 'cause he's out on the deck. Some words will not autocorrect, like who the fuck will pay our rent. Some people are wealthy, others are rich. Some people complain, others just bitch. It might take a second to tell which is which, but the devil is in the details. This is the park,
Park Avenue,
sobriety test. It's a kick in the teeth, it's the hornet's nest. It's the park,
Park Avenue,
sobriety test. And you think that she winks, so you ask her her name, and she tells you a lie, 'cause Frank's not a woman's name. Last call has been called, and now Frank's closing down. You're out on the street, and there's no one around, and it's raining outside, and whiskey you drown. And now you're walking across a bridge, and you're so
Shot 20. Number 1.
There's no wind in my hair. There's a stillness left in there. I'm seeing.
It's the Earshot 20.
And our top two sit still this week at number one. That was Purity Ring with a track from Another Eternity called Stillness in Woe. We heard the title track from Joel Plaskett's latest, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. And climbing back up to number three for number six is Viet Cong from the album Viet Cong. You heard Pointless Experience.
All right, that does it for another countdown. Thank you for listening, sticking with us for the last 2 hours of the program. Remember, if you missed any part of it, you can download it. We are Brian Cleveland and Anthony Emmon. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. And we count down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. The show is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and broadcast here first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all. .net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. We'll have a brand new countdown for you. It'll be episode 149. That means we're approaching 150, and I thought I said before I was going to do something really big for 150, so I better get on it.
You had a whole 50 episodes to prepare.
I know.
You had 50 weeks to prepare.
Well, if it doesn't happen now, it'll happen for 200, maybe. I don't know.
Why don't we just wait till 1,000?
Okay. Yeah, right.
That's going to be the best episode ever.
Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.